Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Beis. We are on the last daf of the first parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. There's four parak Masechta, and we are now in the actual Rosh Hashanah topics. As we know, the major part of the middle section of this Masechta is relating to Kiddush HaChodesh and adding on a day and taking off a day, and how exactly was that done and when was that done. And that's what we started discussing yesterday. We spoke about the Eidim. The Eidim are Mechal Shabbos for two of the months. Because of their importance, Nisan and Tishrei, those have differences in halacha than others. Special takana that they weren't allowed to go out unless they actually heard Mekudash Mekudash, right? Which is going to come up at Hashem on Sunday's daf. That process that the Rosh Bezdin says Mekudash and everyone responds Mekudash Mekudash. And when we had a Beis Hamikdash, then every month was allowed to have a chilul by the Eidim because we wanted to make sure that the proper karban was brought. Right? That relates to the fact that there was a time in history, as we learned in Maseches Beitzah, that they stopped accepting witnesses at a certain point because karban issues. They didn't want to bring the wrong karban, and if they came too late in the day, they would have already brought the wrong karban. So that was in terms of the chilul. Then we went into which type of re'iyah allows for chilul. That was the Mishnah that we just saw. The Tanakhama holds that even if the moon was clearly visible, still the Eidim were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. After all, even if they might think to themselves, well, Mastama, other people saw it too, it's so clear. No, you don't have to rely on that. They have to go themselves, and they're still allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even for that, which is a tremendous chiddush. You might say there's a pretty good chance that other people saw it. You have to be Mechal Shabbos? The answer is yes. That's included in the din of Chil Shabbos for Mikroi Kodesh. That was the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi Elner. Rabbi Yossi says only if it wasn't so clearly visible, then they have the heter. But if Nire Ba'alil, if it was clearly visible, then they were not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And there was the story that we'll talk more about in the Gemara, that more than 40 pairs went and Rabbi Kiva was Ma'akiv them. And Gamaliel says, why are you Ma'akiv them? Right, you're mocking them now, but Nimseis atam machshilam la'asalavo. You are being machshul them for the future. They're not going to come back next time. Right, reminds us of the sugya in Maseches Beitzah as well of hitiru sofan mishum tchilasan. There are some actions that we allow because if you don't allow them now, then in the future they're not going to do them the following time. Right, that is the concept of hitiru sofan mishum tchilasan. And then we mentioned that there is a major machlokas haposkim, whether that principle applies even to allow Isurei Da'oraisa. Even to allow Isurei Da'oraisa. Meaning, if the sugya that comes up is Chazara B'Shabbos. Meaning if somebody, let's say there's an ambulance driver or some other type of emergency vehicle, and they go somewhere on Shabbos, are they allowed to go back? They're allowed to go back. So to have Isurei D'Rabbanan to go back, to have a non-Jew drive them, fine. But what about Da'oraisas? For that, not because, oh, they need the ambulance back in the first place, possibly, so you have to go back. Then for sure you're allowed to go back. Even the Jew, because something pikuach nefesh, you need the ambulance back in the neighborhood where it came from. But what if not? What if the only way, you have four of the ambulances in the neighborhood. Will we allow it? Because next time, if we don't allow it, they're not going to want to go in the first place. I'm going to get stuck there. I'm not going to go, or I'll think twice, even if I'll hesitate. That's also a problem. So would we allow Chazara on a Da'oraisa level? So that is a major machlokas. Moshe Feinstein seems to say, yes, he tears over Mishim Tchilasan. That's the principle. All of those examples in Beit Center. Shlomo Zalman says, no, all of those examples are only revolving to Rabbanans, not Da'oraisas. But that's the principle, like Rabbi Gamliel says here. Nim says, Machshilam Lasalava, if you send them back. This isn't talking about a malacha. The malacha was already done. They got there. But if you send them back, so then you're going to be machshel them. They're not going to want to come in the future. That is a concern that Chazal have in various places. One of them is right here. Why didn't Rabbi Akiva think it was a concern? So we'll have to get back to that, Beth Shev, in the Gemara. Why was only Rabbi Gamliel worried about it? Good. So then the Gemara said, the last point we mentioned, the Gemara said, how do you know that the word alil means something revealed, something open? So Rabbi Avo said, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. In Kapitel 12, in the Kapitel Yud Beis, Imros Hashem Amaros Tehoros, the words of Hashem are pure, kesef tsaruf, like refined silver, ba'alil la'aretz, clearly visible to the land, mizukak shivatayim, it is cleansed shivatayim seven times. Seven times, but shivatayim could also mean seven times, it's like a double lashon. Shivatayim, 7 times of 7. That's why we have the following chazal. Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Nun Sha'arei Bina Nivru'u Ba'olam. There were 10 Sha'arei Bina. There are 50. 50 levels of Bina, of understanding, that were created in the world. Nivru'u Ba'olam. It was crazy. Bina isn't only in the person. Hashem created levels of understanding, and we have to try to open up our minds in order to get there, to understand those levels of understanding. So there are 50 levels of Bina. Nivru ba'olam v'kulam nitnu l'Moshe. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chasar echad. Except for one. Except for number 50. That's the only one. You see on the side? Yediyas Hashem al amitaso kidechziv at chasri amat me'elokim. Right, the Rani adds in knowledge of God. Right, I saw one of the Bali Machshava say chasar echad, except for one, except for understanding the echad. That's the only one that he couldn't. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that man will be a little less. A little less. He won't be able to understand it. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Di'ini Yas Derechecha. We say that Sadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, but that's really understanding the divine motivation. And to understand what's happening in the Olam HaMS, then you can understand the MS. But in the Olam, this world, the Olam HaSheker, Olam HaFuch, right, the opposite world. So then, that you can't understand. We can't understand that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, Chatechasriya Mat Me'alokim, there was a little bit left, and he was not able to get to the 50th level of Bina. As Chazal tell us, parallel to the 50 levels of Bina, there's the 50 levels of Tuma, and that's where they were at in Mitzrayim. If they would have been there one more second, they would never have come out. So there's always a parallel between Kedusha and Tuma. So the 50 levels of Das coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is obviously the positive what we strive for. Viter, Bikesh Koheles Limso Divrei Chefetz. Koheles was another name for Shlomo HaMelech, right? He wanted to find Divrei Chefetz. What does that mean? Bikesh Koheles Leos Kamoshe. He wanted, Shlomo HaMelech wanted to reach the levels of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bikesh, he was seeking it out. He was trying to. Yatza Baskov, even though he's called HaChacham Mikol Adam, but in certain ways, maybe you can be mechalik between chachma and bina. Chachma, bina, vadas. Right? Chachma is a different type. Chachma is just raw knowledge. Bina is the understanding behind the knowledge. So, because you wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in some way. Yatsa baskol v'amrala, and the baskol goes out and says, the next part of the pasuk, v'kasuv yosher divrei emes. It's already written. It's already written. Divrei emes are in. Emes is the Torah. Emes is chosav v'shalak ha'adosh baruch. What does that mean? It says in the Torah, Shlomo, V'lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kamoshe. You can't be like him. It could be like many other people, but you can't be like Moshe. Okay, you could fulfill your potential like Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential. Right? Like the Rambam writes in the 5th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, everybody, Rishus Kol Adam Nesuna, everybody in life has the potential to be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu or as wicked as Yeravim ben Nevat. So he says you could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. But obviously that doesn't mean on the level of Bina of Moshe Rabbeinu. It means in terms of making an impact and doing as much as Moshe Rabbeinu did for his potential, so too for our potential. So the Pasuk says that Lo Kam Navi, so nobody can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Shlomo, I'm sorry, but you can't be like him. Let's just do the other opinion, and then we'll talk about what was Shlomo Melech Havamina. Didn't he know the Pasuk in Chumash? V'chad Amar, B'neviim Lo Kam, B'malachim Kam. No, there was nobody as great as in Nevu as Moshe, but in Chachma, maybe there was, but Malachim Kam. And therefore, maybe he was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in Chachma, right? He was the greatest Chacham Mikol Adam. He wasn't a Navi Mikol Adam. He was Chacham Mikol Adam. Elamani Mekayem, according to that opinion, what do you do with the continuation of the Pasuk then? Bikesh Koheles Limso Divrei Chefetz, that Shlomo was searching for something. What was it? Bikesh Koheles Ladun Dinim Shebelev. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to Bikish, he wanted to search out and judge cases based on chefetz, what he desired, not based on the evidence in front of him purely, like regular rules and regulations of law. He thought based on what was in his heart. Shebelev, shelo be'edev, shelo be'asra, without witnesses or hasra. Yatza baskol v'yamrala v'kasav, yosher divrei emes, abishnayim edem v'gomer. Now, two witnesses, Shlomo, even if you're the greatest and you're the wisest, you have to go through the proper motions in terms of law. Okay, so what exactly was the Havamina here of Shlomo HaMelech that he thought he could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Baskel has to go out and say, no, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Shlomo HaMelech, at least do psukim in Chumash. leads to Pesukim and Chumash. So, says a couple of points. That is the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that the Pasuk, Lokam Navi Od Bistral Kamosha, the question is, if you look in the end of Zos Habracha, is that referring to what was said previously or what was said afterwards? It's not 100% clear. He says, could be that Koheles thought that it's only going on the first pasuk, L'chala Osos V'Hamofsim, that relating all of the Nisim that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished. Regarding that, that's what he thought. Avol Bikish Koheles, Daika, says the Chassam Sofer, Sharatza Lios Kamosha Be'inyin Zeh, Koheles, what is Koheles? Bishasha Hikil Kihilos Barabim. V'chol Yisrael Omdim Lefanav. Ratzal Hamshach Lev Ruach HaKodesh. In terms of giving Torah over, in terms of Shiurim, in terms of Chachma. For that, he has a chance, because he thought it was only going on the Nisan that were performed. And the Baskel goes out and says, no, it's referring to Nevuah too. It's referring to Chachma. It's referring to all of the above and all of the following that Moshe Rabbeinu in all ways, right? We darshan smuchin. In Mishnah Torah, right? We darshan smuchin, smuchin ba'al olam asuya be'emes v'yosher sent the chesab sofer. That's number one. How he might have understood it. Another idea I saw mentioned here in the Magalias Hashas. He says maybe based on as follows. Well, he didn't know a pasuk in Chumash. Remember the vart, the thought of the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned in various contexts. The Gra explains the Gemara in Baba Basra and Menachas that describes who wrote the last eight pesukim of the Torah. Who wrote them? Machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeshua ben Nun? Machlokus, who wrote the last eight psukim? Each shita is amazing, because each one is a tremendous chiddush. Moshe wrote it. It says Moshe died. How could he have written it? Vayamasha Moshe, Eved Hashem. How could Moshe have written it? It's a lie. Moshe can write what's going to happen, but he can't write what did happen. Vayamasha Moshe, he can't, it's Vyamos. He will die, okay, but it doesn't say that. Vayamas, that's the problem with that shita. According to the shita that says Yeshua ben Nun wrote it, so you have part of the Torah that wasn't written by Moshe. Ksov Zosi Karon, right? Put the right, it refers to the Sefer in Hazinu, and it's missing eight psukim. So each one has a chiddush. You have to say which is the one that you accept, even with all its problems. Says the Gra in the, it's quoted in the Kol Aliyo, and elsewhere, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. Really, they're both right, but you have to give a different pshat to one of the words in the Gemara. How does the Shita that says Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it answer the problem of Vayamashem Moshe? It didn't happen yet. The Gemara says, well, Moshe wrote it bidema. Moshe wrote it while he was crying. How does that solve anything? So the Marsha says, oh, you wrote it with tears instead of ink. So still, how does that help? So it's not permanent? You can't lie even on a non-permanent basis. What does it mean that he was crying? So explains the Grot, that doesn't mean crying. Doesn't mean crying. The word dema has a different pshat. It means, and even though Rashi doesn't say it there, I'm saying it, says the Gra. Meduma. Dema means meduma. What's meduma? When you have a mixed up truma and chulin with each other, that's meduma. That's mixed up. Meduma is a lashon of mixed up. That's what it means here. He wrote it bedema. What does that mean? Says the Gra, as the Ramban writes in his commentary, in his Hakdama to his commentary on the Torah, Kol Torah Kula Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Torah spells out Shem Hashem on a more Kabbalistic level. We have the Torah already decoded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bereishis Bar Elokim Es HaShemayim. But the Ramban says, before the world was created, right, one of the seven things that were created before the world was Torah. So before the world was created, it didn't say that. It was in its pristine, besula state, and it said something else. It spelled out Shem Hashem. Just like you could break it up differently. Barosh Yisbara Elokim. Right, same letters. You break it up differently. Says the Gra, that's what the pshat means. Bedema, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the entire Torah decoded up until the last eight psukim. Decoded. What exactly it said. The last eight psukim he left in its pristine, besula state, uncoded, not code, right? Not the. It didn't say Vayamasha Moshe. All the letters were put all together, and it could have been deciphered in various different ways. And that's how he gave it to Moshe. So that's how Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it. He didn't imbue it with full Kisvei HaKodesh yet, but he wrote it. Yeshua ben Nun came along, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the insight to decipher what it said there, and then he wrote the rest. And he says, Elu ve'elu, Moshe did something, and Yoshua did something. That is the Rabban and the Gra. So what does that mean? So that's the pshat here, same one of the Achronim. That Shlomo HaMelech said, it doesn't have to say, V'lo kam navi od kamoshe, right? It's Right? There are other ways to understand those psukim. The other ways to break down those psukim, said Shlomo HaMelech with all of his chachma. Shehozan ha-psukim, shemichlalam ha-pazav, elokam navi od. This is one of the last eight psukim. Lo nechtavu kein betorah de Moshe Rabbeinu, rak Yoshua tzirfam l'tevos halalu. Yoshua put him together. And therefore, b'keish kolach lios kamoshe, ki ena chasam achisho, ki kamoshe tzirfam Yoshua l'tevos elu, yachalut tzarfam b'ofan acher. Right? I could decipher them in a different way. So the Baskol says, no. This is what the psukim say. Velokam navi oka Moshe b'Yisrael. Nobody's gonna be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. What about the second day? What's the machlokas between the two days in the Gemara? Velokam navi. But Malachim come. Well, did Moshe Rabbeinu have the status of a melech? Right, there's a lumdus question in various contexts. Yeshua ben Nun, definitely. That's the makar. Perek Aleph of Yeshua. The makar for Morab b'Malchus. That's the makar is Yeshua ben Nun. So did Moshe have the status of a melech? If he did, then the pasuk saying that there's not even going to be a melech like Moshe Rabbeinu. For Lokan, there's nobody like Moshe. He was a melech. If he didn't have the status of a melech, he was just a navi. So maybe that's the other day in the Gemara that Shlomo HaMelech thought there was some wiggle room. Good. One final point on the second day, and that is Moshe, Shlomo wanted to judge even without regular edus. What's the most famous mishpat that Shlomo HaMelech was involved in? Says the Maritz Chayis. Here, what was the most famous? Nir be'enai, hakavana, dira'inu charitzas mishpat Shlomo, b'maista sheshtei zonos. Right, we already see that he already thought out of the box. Right, the two women with the babies. He already thought out of the box. How did he come to his decision there? Not because of Edom. Right, there were no witnesses. What did he do? He said, let's chop one up. Lo ayaholich al pi adin shel Torah, rak al pi umdin olavad. So you already see that he thought out of the box, so to speak. So he says, "Umizeu chiyachashas to bikish lodun shalom be'edim masra yotza basko lasiro shalom yozus mehayom v'hala midine haTorah v'asher mevuar shemadarak al pishnay edim yokum davar v'yain gamkin aruch laner guzma." Okay, so maybe a little bit, maybe Moshe Shalom Elch shouldn't have done that, or maybe in that situation only, because there was no other choice there. But in cases where there are witnesses, so then you have to obviously go by Dini HaTorah. Remember, there was a case, there was no other way, and he used his chachman, and then the pashas of the psukim. It's hard to say that Moshe Shlomo HaMelech didn't do the right thing there. The simple understanding of the psukim is that it was tremendous chachma used in that case. Okay, says the Gemara, Maisa Sha'avru Yoser Me'arba Zub Me'arba Mzug. The story was, many, many witnesses went, passed by more than 40 pairs, v'ikvan Rabbi Akiva v'chulu, and Rabbi Akiva stopped them, Tanya, Amr, Rabbi Yehuda, chas v'sholom, sh'r Rabbi Akiva ikvan. It wasn't him. Rabbi Akiva didn't stop them. Ella, shezfar, rosh ha-shogader ikvan. This other woman, person's name, a man who was the head of Gader ikvan. He was ma'akev them. V'sholach Rabbi Gamliel, what we do, migdu lasso. And then Rabbi Gamliel went and was morid him, morid Shezfar, from his position. So it says Rabbi Akiva, but it doesn't really, really mean Rabbi Akiva. Right? Ask the Tosfos Yantif. So why does it say Rabbi Akiva if it didn't mean Rabbi Akiva? He says, if you look in Shabbos, we had a similar discussion, if you remember. Remember the Mishnah said that the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azar used to go out on Shabbos with a ritzua. And the Gemara said, it doesn't really mean his cow, it was his neighbor's cow. But because after all, he had 1,000 sheep that he used to get, a cow that he used to get miser from. So it must be that it was his neighbor's cow, but it was just Nikra al-Shmo because he wasn't Mochiachim. So here too, the lefichach yish l'tamua tahacha tanya. Here too, it says it wasn't really Rabbi Akiva, but Esatosas Yantif, the Bar Tanura, the Rav Bar Tanura, quotes that Gemara in Shabbos to explain the Mishnah of Shabbos. He doesn't quote that Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah to explain Rosh Hashanah. Right. So why is it just as pshat? The Gemara says that there wasn't really Rabbi Azariah. Here it wasn't really Rabbi Akiva. The lomalo pirish kenarav the nirali. And the Rabbi Tanura is Pirish number one amongst Achronim to look in. So why not? The Hasam Shaini, the Mishnah Atzma Muchachas Kain. Over there it's different. Because there was a problem with the language of the Mishnah. It said his cow. Paraso Shabbat Razariah. So the Gemara says he had 1,000 that he gave Meiser. He had thousands of cows. What do you mean his cow? So because of that problem, it must not already tipped you off that it wasn't referring to him. But here, there's no mashmos that it wasn't Rabbi Akiva. Avalacha, she ain't shum mashmos, but Mishnah mochiach al shalom Rabbi Akiva. So lo pirish kein, because it could be that our Mishnah, the pshat of the Mishnah, is arguing on the version of the Gemara. Maybe it was Rabbi Akiva. Why not? What's the problem? Why is it? Why can't it be Rabbi Akiva? Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel had an argument with him. Okay, Rabbi Akiva felt otherwise. He felt that this is not worth it. It wasn't like there was a problem like the cows of Rabbi Akiva. In Achinami, Palagal Rabbi Yehuda, the Chayotze Bazet Nimso. You find in other cases that there was a machlokes about a certain individual about what occurred. Right? He quotes the Gemara at Mishnah in Idios that Akavi ben Mahalalel was put in Chayrim, and the other person says no, Chas v'Shalom, he was never put in Chayrim. But this is a possibility that maybe it wasn't. There's a machlokes about whether it was Rabbi Akiva or not. If you look in the Aruch Loner, fascinating, Kedarko Bakodesh, he says, oh, machlokes Rabbi Akiva lishitaso. Or what are they arguing about? Why was Rabbi Akiva not worried when he was stopping them? And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, how can you stop them? So he says, v'chiyaspik tam ulchor kashal tam Rabbi Gamliel, nimseis machshilom asolavo, v'chiyaspik tam zeh l'chal Shabbos? Right, is this enough? This enough, Rabbi Gamliel said, let's start from the beginning, I'm sorry. Ar Rabbi Yehuda, chas b'shalom, Rabbi Akiva ikvan. Imkain, sarach tam, latana de masnisan, lama ikvan, aval yishlomar de lachor kasha al tam de Rabbi Gamliel. Let's go to Rabbi Gamliel first, then we'll come back to Rabbi Akiva. Nipsis bachshilom asilavo, v'chiyaspik tam zeh l'chal al Shabbos? Is this enough? Yes, send them home? Hello, b'makam shegazru chacham al shofar v'lulav. We know by the Xerah deraba by shofar and lulav, they were gozer to be mevatel mitzvahs aseh because of an iser Shabbos achamur. And also that was only b'shev al tasa. V'gahacha hiter chil Shabbos shelo litzorich b'kum v'aseh shelo yavo levatel mitzvahs aseh to Kiddush Bezdin. What does Rabbi Gamliel say? Allow them to be mechalal Shabbos to come to Yerushalayim in order so that next time they come. So he's allowing Chil Shabbos b'kum v'aseh because of a possibility in the future that they might not come. Is that? That's a huge jump from Gzeira Derava, where we say, don't do something that so that you don't come. How do you allow that? Because of Nifzis v'achshilom asolavo. It's not like Pikuach Nefesh, the case we were talking about before, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, that's more serious. This isn't Pikuach Nefesh. So he says, Asi Shapir, Lidi don de kaimalon tchumin de rabbanon. Rabbi Gamliel and all the Tanam hold tchumin is de rabbanon. So what are they violating? Lamaisa, when they're going out of the tchum. Ain kan radik isur de rabbanon. But masha yelchul bezdin lahayid. De isur de rabbanon yecholim bezdin lahatim. But that's aruch. De heimamru ve heimamru. Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa holds tchumin is daraisa. He's the shita. Last off in the first parak in Erevin. Tchumin daraisa. And therefore, he was ma'akiv them. Because he said, Makshil Masalava was not enough to violate the Surah Daraisa. Rabbi Gabriel, she says, how this Rabbanan? So you have this machlokes here. You think it's a Rosh Hashanah machlokes. It's a Hilchos Tchumin machlokes, says the Aruch Laner, and Lishitasam, what we hold, Daraisa or Rabbanan. And we have the machlokes to Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there is any Tchumin that's Daraisa, the Rambam holds this Daraisa, 2,000 Amos is Rabbanan. But the larger Shir is Daraisa or the Ramban, holds that all tchumin are derabbanan. Says the Mishnah, Av ubino shero chodesh, the father and son that saw the new moon, yelchu, they should both go to Yerushalayim. Lo shemitztarfim zemzeh, not that Bezin will accept them together, because as this Tana holds, relatives are not allowed to testify together. Ela shem yipasel echad mehem yisarf hasheni ma'acher. It just means that if one of them, you know, messes up, if one of them does not stand up in front of the cross-examination, or one of them, the Rambam says, is found out to be apostle for some reason, a goslin, whatever it is, the other one will still be there. Yisarf hasheni ma'acher. Reb Shimon omer no. Av ubeno v'chala krovim k'shein leidah zachodesh. Machlok asana, Reb Shimon says krovim are allowed. Allowed to testify. This isn't Dini Mominis, Dini Nefashis. Kiddush HaChodesh, different rules. And relatives are allowed to testify together. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tuvia HaRofe. There was a story about Tuvia the doctor. Sheroh HaChodesh B'Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim, he saw it. Who? Ubino V'Avdo Meshuchrar. It was the three of them. He, his son, and his freed Evan, his Evan Meshuchrar, the Kiblu HaKohanim Osov Espino, and the Kohanim accepted himself and his son. Who were these mysterious Kohanim? It's really not explained. The Sifzei Chachamim says it must be like a Bezdin Shal Kohanim. Right, what do the Kohanim have to do with the Kiddush HaChodesh? This isn't like Hilchas Saras, Right? So the Bezdin Shel Kohanim, we find the Lashon elsewhere. So there was a Bezdin that accepted he and his son. Upasl was Avdo. And they pasled his Eved. They pasled the Eved. Why? Because according to this opinion, you need at least a person who's Miyuchas for Kiddush HaChodesh. Even if you don't need non-relatives, you need at least a Miyuchas. Ukshabol if they Bezdin, but when they came in front of the real Bezdin, guess the second stage, Kiblu Osoves Avdo Upasl was Beno. They said, no, relatives are out. Like the Tanakhama said, but not the Eved, right? The son is out, and the Eved is acceptable. You don't need a Miyuchas. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch here, in Mitzvah Dalad, he asks a Kushya Atsuma, which he does not have an answer to. A Kushya Atsuma. He says, there were these three people coming. We know there's a principle called Nimsa Echad, Karav Apostle, Yidusa Vatela. If one of the witnesses is found to be problematic, so the whole group is possible. So what happens here? So it was a whole group. So one of them is possible according to everybody. Right? Either the Karov or the Eved. Somebody's possible. You want to say they didn't have Kavana. The Gemara says also, they didn't have Kavana Lahayid? So what? Who didn't have Kavana Lahayid? They didn't know until they got there. Who was going to be possible? So it's going to keep going in a circle. How do you say, if you possible one of them, so what, the other one, you have to have an ukipta that only the other one had Kavana Lahayid and this one didn't? So how does there a machlokas? So this first one didn't have. They have to have a case where there's a machlokas about who's kosher and the other one is not ruined. So he says, I asked that Shaila and I've spoken to many people about it. He says, Baruch Hashem nisparsama akushya zospeid alomdin. This is being talked about in the yeshivas. V'lo manati l'kasva b'chiburi zeh, av shein darki kam lavo b'derech ha-charifus, ach l'orer yishmu v'chulu, v'advar maruchim b'sor ha-chibur miyuchad l'vareru l'abein. I need a whole sefer to clear this up. Okay, either way, leave that as a question. Maybe we'll give an answer at a later point. This is the Mishnah. We have a machlokas tanoim, whether relatives are kosher or avadim are kosher, and the other one is not kosher. Speaking of doctors, Tuvia Harofe, the Mishnah gives credit to doctors. There's an amazing Rambam. An unknown Rambam. The Rambam writes in Ilchos Malveh Velovet, Perek Tezvav Halacha Aleph. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Mechoshe Mishpat. Im Amar, Al Tifreini. If somebody makes a condition, right, I lent you money, and I say, don't pay me back except in front of Al Tifreini, Ella Bifnei Tamidei Chachamim, O bifnei harofim, or in front of the doctors. Va'amar praticha bifneihem, va'edem meso ahochel abdinas hayam, hariz enemar v'nishma. Whatever the details are, right? You have to take, whether you believe that it happened, you have to take a shvua. But what is the person saying? The person saying there are certain types of ne'eman individuals. I only want you to pay me back in front of these individuals. Who does he say? Talmidei chachamim and doctors. That's the Rambam's lashon. What's mechudesh about this Rambam? If you look in the source of the Rambam in Shvuah, Staf Mem Aleph, it just says lomdei halachos. That's all. So talmid chachamim can mean lomdei halachos, but that the Rambam himself adds on doctors. The answer of the chashuk echemed v'yeshlish lama hosef a Rambam brofim shlo muskar be Gemara doesn't say that in the Gemara. He adds on. So it must be he quotes his brother Lev Chaim Kanievsky. He quotes in Kiryas Melech. Shekeinu derecha Rambam. Shem yesh dugma b'gemara, maybe lakach o dugma. If the Gemara gives one example, give another example. Shekidei shelo yomru sha dugma hi bedafka. So you don't say that the example is specific. Ve'echan me'amakomos hi kan. Sha gemara kasa tabidei chacham v'aram hosef arofim. That's what he says. But then the question is, so he could have added on a lot of different people. Dayanim, he could have said. Hidafka says doctors. He doesn't quote any other miksoa. Then the quote on the other miksoa. So he quotes that he heard from a Talmud Chacham who used to live in Pressburg. That in Pressburg, they used to call up doctors on Yom Kippur with the title Morenu. Why? Toar ha-makbil l'moreho ra'ah. Why? Because what does the Mishnah say in Yuma? On Yom Kippur, ma'achilim oso api harofim. So you see that the Torah gives samchus to doctors on this day. Right, so therefore they would dafka give him special covenant on Yom Kippur, and you find other halachas where doctors, it's gemaras, where they ask the doctors. Right, the story in Yuma in Nazir Nunbeis Ma'isa Sheviu Kupa Malaya Atzamos Lebeis Akneses Shel Tarsiim VeInicha Ba'Avir. They want to know if there were bones in there. VeNichlas Todos Harofe VeChal Harofim Imo VeAmru Ein Kan Shidra VeYisachad VeChulu. And he continues. And there are other examples he gives. V'ulai lochein ratza rabam lach lo kavala rofim v'tziref osam liyad hal tamid echachamim. That's what he says. Good. Then he quotes another unbelievable minhag. He says there was a gila in Russia. There was a takana in the Pinkei Ha'ir that the doctors are not allowed to be the chazanim. Not allowed to be the chazanim. Why? Because they don't have kavan in Rifa'inu. Right? Gabbais have to know this. Right? They don't have kavan in Rifa'inu. They think they're the doctor. They don't need the Rofei Choli. My father likes to quote, that's the pshat of Remeir Pamishlaner in the Mishnah, the other Kedusha, Tov Shabarofim with Gehenim. The greatest doctors are going to go to Gehenim. Why? So, 35 different pshat have given. Tov is Gematria 70. The doctor that only says 70 brachas is Shvat Esrei. He leaves out the last one. Right, Rafaeinu, I don't have to say that one. I'm taking care of that one. That Tov Shabarofim with Gehenim. Says no. Says Rav Zilberstein, he says, Lanias Daiti is a terrible takana. Terrible! Why? Because we find that there are many laws to make sure that we're not pogeya in the covet of the doctors. To make sure that they take life seriously. Shakdu lehetiv imarofim. V'tignu derofi shehizik b'shkaga patr b'nitikin ha'olam. He says, Adarava! How many doctors there are? Yirei Shamayim bizman hazeh. And he lists some. He says, no, doctors. Unbelievable. They have tremendous Yirei Shamayim. Right? They know. Right? That chayim v'hamavis biyadam. Many times. They have to have tremendous Yirei Shamayim. And you have to be mechabi them. And give them the alias. That's the relating to doctors. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Levi. My time is Rabbi Shimon. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that relatives are ksheirim for Kiddush HaChodesh? Tichsiv, Vayomar Shimon Moshe Ve'el Aaron. Beres Mitzrayim Leimar. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Eidus Zu Teim Ksheira Bachem. He's talking to Moshe and Aaron, brothers. Right, those are the two examples. The Gemara Bavasra says, when it talks about Krovim that are usher to testify together. Moshe and Aaron, you think they're going to lie? Right, meaning, it doesn't matter. It's not that line means it's not a chashash mishaker, but you know their relatives are not allowed. But here, Moshe and Aaron, ksheira with you. That's from Shimon's makar. The Rabbanon, what do the Rabbanon say? Eidazu tehe mesura lachem. It is given to you, meaning the dayanim, great people like you. And like we know, that the Rambam says, we've said mentioned this earlier, that only the greatest rabbis of the generation could be involved in Kiddush HaChodesh. And only in Eretz Yisrael, only if there is a rabbi outside of Eretz Yisrael that is greater than any in Eretz Yisrael, so then it would be allowed to be done even in Chutz La'aretz. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'tuvia Rofe, V'chula, there was a story, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Hilchos HaKrim Shimon, Yipatlan Krim Shimon, Amar Le, meaning relatives are mutter, Amar Le Rav Huda Le Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Rabbi Yossi argues, Umaisa, and the story argues, the At Armin Halacha Krim, Hilchos HaKrim Shimon, what do you mean, the end of the story says they passled the son, and they were Mashu the Eved, so how could you say that, Rabbi Shimon is right? We pass like Reb Shimon. Amar lo, v'azimnin sagin amart kamei derav hilchzok Reb Shimon. V'lo amar li v'lo midi. Right, many times I said this, and Rav never told me anything. Rav never corrected me. I said the halachas like Reb Shimon. Amar le, one second. Heichi tanit. Tell me the Mishnah. Who said what? How did you learn the Mishnah in front of Rav? Amar le ifcha. I said it the opposite way. Reb Shimon is the one that passels relatives. And that the Rabbi Yossi is the other. Amar Lei says, Bishavachi, lo Amar Lechav Lomiti. That's why I didn't say anything. You got the Mesorah wrong. The halacha is that relatives are not allowed. Amar Tevi, Bray, Demari, Tevi, Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, and even here. Our gear says, Hilchasa Kreb Shimon. You see on the side? Ain Hilchasa Krebi Shimon. That's what we paskin. Right? That the relatives are not allowed. And Kiddush HaChodesh is a level of Eidus that also has certain standards. Weiter. Mishnah. This Mishnah we're all familiar with from Sanhedrin, but here it is in Rosh Hashanah. Elu hein apsulin. The following people are pasul. Even though previously we had a machlokes, avadim and krovim. The following people are pasul for Eidus HaChodesh. Hamasachi Bekuvia. The gamblers, right, those who play with dice, Vazaka Bekuvia, who are considered. Interesting. We know there's a machlokes in Sanhedrin. Why a Masachi Bekuvia is pasul? Bekuvia, famous Gemara, Sanhedrin Chav Daled, today is there. Either Eino Osek Bi Yishuvo Shel Olam, they're not constructively contributing to society, or Asmachta Lokanya. What's an Asmachta? Where I commit monetarily to something based on a future event that didn't happen yet.
That's an asmachta. And we paskin lo kanya. That kind of commitment is not a halakha commitment. And even if the event occurs and I have to pay, that's considered stealing. I'm giving it. But it's still called stealing, right? We have precedents for that. Ribbis is called stealing, even though I'm giving it willingly. Right? But, says the Gemara, asmacht is lo kanya. Therefore, it's gezel dirabanan. Rashi here only quotes the second day. Major machlokas, how we pasket over there, the big nafgamino, right? What if somebody only gambles on the side? He has a full-time job, he contributes to society, but he does it every so often. So if it's stealing, you can't even steal a little bit, right? If it's, enozeh mishum shalolam, so then on the side it would be okay. Major machlokas.
A regular gazlan.
So a mamish a gazlan daraisa for sure. This mishnah is saying even chiddush, even gazlan darabanans. People who are pasul daraisa, it doesn't even say here. People who are violate chayvi mises bez, chayvi malchus are worse. They're pasul la'edus, mi daraisa. Right, but this is the Rabbi Durabanan. So Masache Bekuvya, the dice players, the Umalve Beribis, and people who lend money with interest, Malve Beribis. Rashi again says, Lav Gazlan Daraisahu, Lamifsala, Mishom, Altasizim, Eid Chamas. A mamish, a Gazlan, a steal, or somebody violates either. I didn't finish the thought before. But the Rabbi says, who's Pasal Eidus Daraisa? Somebody who violates an Isser Malkus, or worse. Or the other category is what we call a rasha d'chamas, something that involves money. Meaning, if you're a ganuf, there's no malchus there because it's a lav anita klase. But that's puzzle. So Rashi says here, this isn't a gazlan d'oraisa because after all he's minafshe yavla, he's giving it, but it's still a gazlan d'rabanan because you're violating the isa d'oraisa of ribbis. Still a gazlan d'rabanan. Tosfos has the lashon here, important lashon, because people don't think it's wrong. Something that's also part of being pasul la'edus in the world of money. And that's the halacha, we paskin in choshe mishpat. If people don't think something is wrong, so they're not pasul la'edus in that regard. Not by daraisas. By daraisas, you're pasul even if you don't think it's wrong. If you think, you're allowed to steal from people. But ribbis, interest, after all, just to add on, the Rambam paskins that is mitzvah aseh to lend interest to a non-Jew. Right, to lend money to a non-Jew with interest. Why? Oh, that's evil? No! Says the Sefer HaChinuch. That's normal. It's normal to them. I'm giving you money. Why shouldn't I take interest? Right? I'm allowing you, and you're agreeing, you know, you're paying me for the time that you have. So when it comes to family, you can't do that. That's why to Am Yisrael, Hashem says, you have to have a higher standard. Regular business practice is with interest. It's not with stealing. Stealing, everybody agrees, is wrong. Interest, you ask the average guy in the street, what's wrong with interest? So that's why there's no, it's not evil. Ribbis l'akum. It's just that if I wouldn't lend money with interest, even to the Umos HaOlam, that would undermine my special relationship with the Jews, who are supposed to be my family. That's why there has to be this demarcation. But that's why it's not Pasul Eidus, even though it's an Issa D'oraisa. So Malvi Beribis, Umafricha Yonah, the pigeon racers, same thing. Visochare Shvius. People who do business with Shemitah produce, right? They're chashud. They're chashud because they're also violating. Va'avadim, Rashi says this one is pasul daraisa. Avadim, all of these people are pasul la'edus for Kiddush HaKodesh. Ze'aklal, and then the Mishnah adds on a rule, kol edus, she'ein ha'isha k'sheira la. Any edus that a woman is not kosher for, avhein einin k'sheira la. So too, they are not kosher for. Same rules, and isha's psul la'edus, based on psukim, so do they. Says the Gemara, Ha'ishak Sheira La, Afhink Sheira La. What? Any Adus that a woman is kosher for? For example, what's the most famous one? Adus Isha, right? To testify that she saw her husband dead. So they're also kosher for that? Is that true? Anybody, all these people are kosher la Adus for Adus Isha? So I'm Ravashi, Zoso Maris, what do you see from here? Gazlan de Devrayim, Ksheira La Adus Isha. Right, if you take this parallel in its true sense, a gazlan d'rabanan, all these people are kosher for edus isha. Rashi says a gazlan d'oraisa, we don't makshur even for edus isha, even though we makshur an eved and an isha, but they're not based on chash mishaker. But if there's a gazlan d'oraisa, so then we don't even accept it. The Ritva says maybe we would accept these people if they're what's called mesiach lefitumo, an important Shas topic. And that is if they don't think that they don't know that we're relying on them for testimony. I'm schmoozing with somebody, and they happen to say, oh, you know what? I saw so-and-so die. I saw him get Mesiach Lefitumo, meaning not specifically knowing that they're relying on me. And they'll think, oh, I'm a chasha person. I want them to rely on me. I'm going to testify. It was just time a conversation. So, says the Ritva right here, that could have, Mesiach Lefitumo allows even the more serious psulim to testify in this case. Weiter. Last Mishnah. Mi shara sachadesh veino yochal alechel. He can't go. He can't walk. Well, lichad azor alechamor. I feel the b'mita. You can put him on a donkey. Put him on a bed. You can take him. Right. The pashas of this Mishnah is that even isurid araisa are allowed to be violated. And the machlokas we had yesterday, the Pnei Yeshua said only machamer, only doing work with a certain animal. Maybe the bed's on the animal here. Pashas is any malacha. Vim soda lahem, and if they're worried about people attacking them on the way, lo chem be other maklos, they can take sticks with them. Vim aysa derech rechoka, lo chem be other mazonos, they can take food with them. Sha'al mahalech, laila v'yom, mechal nasa Shabbos. Because you're allowed to take, to be mechal Shabbos, v'yozan leidah zachodesh, sh'nei amar, elam odi Hashem, shetikri osam, bimo adam. Bimo adam. Who's going to attack these people? Who's going to attack these people? Who the what, stomp pirates? Rashi says, by Tusim, Vikusim, they wanted, as we'll see in the beginning of the next parak also. Remember, what is the most famous machlokas with the Btsukim? Mimachmas HaShabbos. They wanted to mess up the calendar. They don't want the Jews to get the right calendar. And therefore, they would try, as we'll see, to mess it up in other ways, but for sure to stop the witnesses from being able to get there. Good. Hadralach Arba, Rashi Shanim, and now we continue. Says the Meiri, there are four topics in the following parak. Four topics in the next parak. Number one, this parak, Harishon Binyan Edim. Heichayetzarech sheyizbarer lebezdin, tchunas ha'edim lios becheskas ne'emanim. How does Bezdin know they're telling the truth? Number one. Number two, Sheini, how does Bezdin let everybody else know that it is Rosh Chodesh? Right, with the fires we'll talk about. Number three, levar tchunas ha'bedikos v'chakiros. How was the cross-examination of the Bezdin to the Edim? And number four, with what nusach was Bezdin Makadesh. So it's Mamish, this is the meat. This is the meat of Kiddush HaChodesh. Right here, this parak. So, im ein makirido so, if Bezdin wouldn't recognize them, they wouldn't know who they are. Mishalchani mo'achel la'ido. If somebody that Bezdin didn't know, it wasn't somebody famous that everybody knew from the world, so someone else was allowed to go with him to testify on his behalf. And he was also allowed to be Michal Shabbos. Unbelievable. Tosas. V'oso acher nami mechalo olav as a Shabbos. He would be able to be mechalo Shabbos for him. That's unbelievable. Right? The Turi Evan says, you know what makes it even more unbelievable? On a Daraisa level, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus. You don't really need this person there on a Daraisa level. The Rabbanan made a takana, as we'll see, because Tsukim and Baitusim started faking and messing with the Edim. So that's why they made a takana to Rabbanan, don't accept. So because of the takana to Rabbanan, we're allowed to be mechalo Shabbos? Says the Turi Eben, Mistama, that's included. They assume this is any way that you need to get Kiddush HaChodesh at its proper time, that's included. Even if it's based on a Chumra Drabanan. Unbelievable. That's the Turi Eben's Ha'ara right here. It's Nechal in the Xeris HaKasav. Bar Rishona, Imakal Manez HaChodesh B'chot B'kal Adam. Originally, as we just said, they accepted from everybody. Misha kilkalu ha-baitusim, when the baitusim started messing around, his kinu shalayu makablin elam amakirin. They only accepted from people who they knew. And the Mepharshim explained, even though the Iker one that they started messing around in was Nisan, then they started with the whole calendar. The whole calendar. Good. My acher. What does it mean that you would send an acher with him? Chad. One other person to testify on his behalf. V'chad mi mehemin. Is that good enough? One person is believed about character, you know, level, who this person is. But didn't we learn in the Braisa? Maisa Shabbat, who ve'edav imo l'hayit alav. Edav plural. He came with his edim. You need two people to testify about who this person is. Amar Papa, my acher zug acher. Okay, in our Mishnah. Doesn't mean one person, it means one pair. This also makes sense. Why? If you don't say this, what does the Mishnah say in the first line? My oso, what does it mean? Him. If it means one person, one's not enough. Mishpat ksivbe. It says mishpat ksivbe, that this Kiddush HaChodesh is compared to mishpat, and if you need two witnesses. So, elamai, oso hazug. So what most oso mean in the first line of the Mishnah? That one pair. So, achanami, my acher, zug acher. So too, the one that's coming to testify on their behalf is a zug acher. Period. So, v'chadlo mehem, in 1 minute, one person is not believed for Kiddush HaChodesh. V'atanya, doesn't the Tosefta say? Beginning of the Masechta. Maisa, Rebbe Nohorai. What was his real name? Nohorai, Meir. Discussed elsewhere, Shahalach Eitzel Ha'Eid Lahayit Allah B'Shabbos Pusha. There was a story of Rebbe Nohorai that he went Eitzel Ha'Eid, singular, to be testifying in Usha. Usha was one of the places the Sanhedrin went up north after it left Yavneh. So wasn't it singular? So Amri, no. Reb Nahorai, Sadach Rina Avibadeh. There was somebody else with him. Vahadalo Chashav Lemishim Kvotos Reb Nahorai. They wanted to give kavod to Reb Nahorai. Right, if you say, Reb Moshe Feinstein was there, and also Yossi. You know, what if Yossi? Reb Moshe Feinstein! That's all you have to say. You have to say who else was with him. Everybody else is secondary. They're batel. They're batel to Reb Moshe. There's no to Reb Nahorai. One answer. Reb Ashi Amar, or Reb Nahorai, Sadach Rinavi Ba'usha. There was another witness in Usha. Va'alza Reb Nahorai, Litz Tarufe Vade. He was alone. But he was going to meet the other witness in Usha. Then what's the chiddush then? What's the chiddush that he went? Right, he went. Maisa. So you might think maybe he wasn't 100% sure the other witness was there. He thought so, but he wasn't sure. So you can't be Mechal Shabbos for a safeg. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, we are Mechal Shabbos. Asks the Mefarish. We know sometimes on the Rambam, in very few places, but sometimes we don't have the normal no se kalim on the Rambam. So at the beginning of Hilchos Yesodia Torah, right, we have the Pirush, and also in Kiddush HaChodesh, they're the unusual halachas, metaphysics, astronomy. So we have other mefarshim. So we have the Pirush. So if you look in the Pirush in Gimel Gimel on Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he has a bomb kasha. He says, what did we just say here? Even Safek Kiddush HaChodesh, there's only one witness. I have no idea if there's another man there. I could go. Safek. So why don't we say Safek Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos? We know that only Vade, let's say a baby is born during Ben HaShmashas on Friday night, or on Motzi Shabbos. What's the halacha? You're Docha the Milah. Safek Milah Bisman is not Docha Shabbos. So why is Safek Kiddush HaChodesh Docha Shabbos? You know, Milah is a Safek Yisr Karis. According to some Rishonim, Karis kicks in right away. Not after a person dies without Milah. So why don't we say Safek Milah is Docha? Tzarech Ian. Doesn't answer the question. He just says Safek. Says the Tosfos Yantif. Says the Tosfos Yantif right here. Again, we think the Tosfos Yantif is just commentary on the Mishnah. The Tiferes, he's also the Yantif. They had shots on their fingertips. He says, no! V'taima rabba ika l'chalek. Tosfos Yantif also learned this Mefarish 300 years ago. He says, the big difference! Dezuhi mitzvah al kol Yisrael bichlal and ka'achas. This is the mitzvah that relates to kol Yisrael kula. The entire Jewish people are waiting for this person. V'amila. Number one, it just has to do with the baby. You can just do it tomorrow. Kiddush HaChodesh, you know, to do it bismano. Right, Mila is also special bismano. But he says there's a big difference between Mila, which making it up, maybe you don't lose anything. Maybe that's the emphasis. Right, so you do it a day later. Kiddush HaChodesh, it's a different day of the month. Right, everything has changed. So that's much different. Okay, weiter. Ki asa Ula Amar, when Ula once came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Ki shua li yarchem ma'arava, they were Mekadesh the Chodesh. Amar of Kahana, lo mi bai Ula degavar rabba hu de mehemen. Not only would Ula be believed to say that this is true, Ela afilu inish da'al manami mehemen. Now we're not talking about witnesses who come and say, I saw the moon, so they need two witnesses. But now we're saying, what about one person that comes to tell us whether Beis Din said Mekudash? Then we believe even one person. Why? My time, Kol Milsa Davidi Ligluye, Lo Meshakri Ba'inshi. Anything that will become revealed afterwards, people don't lie about, and therefore there's more flexibility in terms of believing them. Right? This is part of the issue of Eidus Isha. The last Rambam, Menuchas Gerushin, says that's part of the reason why I believe a woman. If a woman comes and says her husband died, it's Milsa Vila Gluye. The husband can walk in at any moment. We'll find out about it. So that's a reason, that's a chazaka, a rove, right, that a person will be believed by a Milsa Davidi Ligluye, something that will be revealed. They won't want to be caught up in their lie. Tanya Mihachi, Ba Echad, Besofa Olam, Ba Amar Kijib, Ezra Zachodesh Ne'eman. One person will be believed. Good. Barishani Megalam Ezachodesh, Begal Adam Vechulu, Tan Rabbanon, the same history, repeated again. Ma Kilko, Kilklu HaBaitusim, what they used to do. Pamachas, Bikshu HaBaitusim, Mahatos Ezachachamim, one time the Baitusim wanted to trick the rabbis. Sakushne B'nei Adam B'dal Me'ozuz. They hired out men for 400 zuz. Echad mishalanu v'echad mishalahem. One of them really though was a parish in hiding. Right? It was a chacham, one of the chachamim. They went into hiding and they did it. Shalahem eidu eidus v'yatza. The stuki gave his testimony and left. Shalanu, and then the other, our infiltrator came in and Amrula, they said, Amar Kesar Isa Salavana, how do you see the moon? Amar lahem, ola yisib mala dumim. I was going up. Ma'aleh Adumim. I don't know how many times that was it. That's in Shas. V'ra'isiv shehu ravutz bein beis slaim. And I saw the moon between two rocks. Rosho domo le'egel. It looked like a cow. Aznav domin le'gedi. Its head was like a cow. Its ears were like a goat. Karnav domos le'tzvi. V'znavo munachazo bein yarkosav. Its tail was hanging. V'hitzatzibo. I looked at it. V'nirtati. I jumped back. V'nafalti l'acharoi. And I fell backwards. And if you don't believe me, Hari Matayim Zeus, surely Bisadini. I have 200 Zeus to prove it. Meaning he's telling them now like he was hired. Amr lo, mi is kikha lakaf? Who hired you? Amr lahem. Shamati. Shebik shu baitusum. Athos azakachamim. I heard that the baitusum were going to mess them up. Amarti. I said I'm going to go infiltrate. Eilich ani vodia lahem. Shema yavo b'nei adam she'enim huganim. Maybe inappropriate people would come. V'yitro zachachamim. And trick the rabbis. Amru lo. So what do they say? Thank you very much. But what about the money? Matayim zuz nesunon lachabim matana. You could keep the money. Rashi says, Hefker bezdin hefker. Bezdin has authority over monetary issues. You can keep the money. You don't have to give it back to him. Vasochercha yimatech ala amin. And those who hard you get malchus. They're chayim malchus. Bozashar has kinesh yiloi mekablan elman amakirin. So then they made the takana forevermore. You only allowed to accept edus from makirin. Okay, there's a lot to talk about in this story. We'll do that at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. But just to mention one point. One story. The Chashuki Chemed here has. One story. This is the story. There was a boy, a bachur, who stood next to a store that was a bakery. And he used to stand there, he didn't have any money, but he stood out there and he smelled the sufganiyot. Oh, it was delicious. The storekeeper saw that this guy was in tsaris. He didn't have any money. He said, you know what? If you come back at 5 o'clock, any sufganiyot that I have left, I don't keep them until tomorrow, they'll go bad, I'll give them to you. 5 o'clock. Okay, fine. So he goes home, he promises his family, I'm going to bring home sufganiyot today, it's going to be great and wonderful. About 10 to 5, he goes, he sees there's a couple left, he's all excited, and he sees somebody going in, and he sees, you know, he has sufganiyot on his mind. So he says, oh, what are you buying? He says, I just need 15 sufganiyot to go. He says, really? So the bachur makes a split-second decision. He says, you see, on the next block, they also sell sufganiyot, they're even more delicious. I'm telling you, they're more delicious. And the guy goes, and he buys a sufganiyot at another store. It's at 10 to 5. At 5 o'clock, the store owner comes and sees, he sells sufganiyot, so he gives it to the guy. The guy goes home and eats it. And then Libo Nokfo, he says, did I just do something wrong? I did something wrong. But am I chayiv to pay the guy? So he goes to Rav Zilberstein, he says, what do I do? He says, you violated it and deserve stealing. Of course you have to pay. You have to pay him exactly. This guy was about to buy a gram. He says, you stole. Right? And also, if he would have known what you did, he wouldn't have given them to you. So he says it was a total ta'us that it was a nesina b'ta'us, it was gezel. And of course you have to pay. L'hatos es ha'chachamim. Right? You're being mate. Of course that is an iser of gezela. Okay, we'll stop here. Chodesh Tov. And Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up next time with the next stuff.